Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the BPD Bunch. I'm your host, Zanny, and today I'm here with Hakcha, Jack, Melanie, and Mo. We're continuing our conversation on BPD and making amends. If this or other BPD-related topics interest you, please make sure to like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications so that you do not miss anything. Today, we're going to be talking about the concept of self-forgiveness, which can be important for having a positive relationship with ourselves, but it also changes how we interact with others. How does the concept of self-forgiveness play a role in the process of making amends?
When you learn how to forgive yourself, you realize that some of the things that you think you should apologize for, you really don't have to. Because you realize, like, I forgave myself for it. That person may not forgive me, but I forgave myself. And that's all that matters, is, like, I forgave myself.
I totally agree, Jack. Once you get to a place of, like, being recovered and knowing that you made a mistake, you tried to apologize, you put the ball in their court. If they don't accept it, though, then, I mean, oh well, you know? Like, you know you're better, you know you've changed, you did the best you could to make it right. What else can you do, you know?
I will say, like, I'm kind of on the other end of that, where self-forgiveness and, like, empathy for myself has kind of, well, initially resulted in being a little bit more on that vindictive end of being like, I am so much more worthy of, like, all the good things and feeling right in my way to, like, you know, be a little bit mean or a little bit manipulative or a little bit, you know, harsher. And, like, when you know you can really destroy someone, and I chose to destroy people because I felt like I was, like, rightfully so doing so because they had wronged me, and I am so not deserving of that, so they deserve to suffer. But, you know, obviously I've had to have, like, kind of a switch of, like, you know, I can stand up for myself and not hurt people, and that has been really difficult for me personally. You know, you can set a boundary with someone, and I feel like that's the healthiest way to do it. You know, like, in these amends that you're making, like, I will apologize, but I'm also setting a boundary for myself too as part of that apology. Like, my reaction wasn't warranted, but also a boundary is, like, you cannot do this to me again. You cannot put me in this situation again, because I have more self-respect for myself than I used to. And I don't want to blow up on you. I don't want to have these episodes, but you're also going to have to meet me halfway, you know, and create a space where that's not happening, because, you know, we have to get to the point where we're resolving these problems instead of just adding to them. So, you know, best way to do that, you know, is recognize that boundaries are not a way of, like, separating yourself from people, but it's a way to bring yourself closer to them. It's like, I want to be your friend. In order to be your friend, I need XYZ to happen in the future.
I am so glad that you brought this up, because when I initially was thinking about this, I was like, oh yeah, making amends with myself makes it easier to have amends with other people. And I think that may be true now, but that's only because I've gotten better at really recognizing those gray areas, because I was a lot like you, Hakcha, in the beginning, where it almost felt like, oh, it was like an excuse to be able to continue to act out my BPD behaviors. It was like, oh, therapy is telling me I need to stand up for myself. You have hurt me, ergo, I can do this. Right. And I think that nuance is really, really important, and that not only using skills in the moment, but also looking back at situations after the fact, because I have definitely had a tendency to blow things way out of proportion. And yes, maybe there was a kernel of truth there where I did need to stand up for myself, but the way in which I stood up for myself was just as problematic, if not more, than what the other person was doing. And now that I've gotten a little bit better at recognizing that nuance, and I think also getting better at genuinely making amends with myself, because whenever you're learning something new, whenever you're turning into someone else or trying to become a different, better version of yourself, things can feel performative at first because, you know, you're not used to behaving in that way. And so I think a lot of the, you know, compassion or self-forgiveness or whatever that I was doing felt like an act. I was just saying these things to myself to say them to myself. Once I started to really believe it, and you know, I don't 100% believe it all the time, but as I work more towards having a really good, solid relationship with myself, then that did become a lot easier to make amends with other people and know when I needed to do that and not just apologize for everything just in case.
I really love the aspect that you're bringing up, Sandy, about being performative, because there's very different variations of performative, right? And even in psychology, there's a skill called acting as if, but that can put you into a state of feeling confident enough to be who you are, or even changing who you are in that moment to feel good that way. There's a concept called separating of tasks, meaning I'm not going to try to control you and you're not going to try to control me. And for example, if somebody does not text me back, you know, I'm not going to sit there all day long and worry because I'm a people pleaser or I have abandonment or rejection. I'm just going to assume, and I really love also what Mo touched on, I'm going to assume the best in that situation, and I'm not going to try to do every single skill in that moment, but I'm going to separate my task at the moment. This is my individual life and that's yours. So at that moment, I go back to my task. So really why I'm saying that is when I started healing and making amends with the paranoia, with the wounds, with thinking that person's just not texting me back right away, I started understanding that not every motive is driven within every person, and started healing differences. So now I'm able to look at the world, other people with compassion and belonging and connectedness versus paranoia right away, negativeness, and trying to see the best in it versus the worst. And that's just one example of what I do. But yeah, Sandy.
Thank you everyone so much for watching. We hope you got a nugget of wisdom to take with you on your journey. Please make sure to like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications so that you do not miss anything. We've got a fun brunch episode scheduled for this Sunday, and next Wednesday we will be back with a brand new episode topic. So be back for that. We'll see you next time.